evening. It's a long way from LA to Denver. Long time to hang in the sky. It's a long way home to Starwood and Aspen, the sweet Rocky Mountain paradise. Oh, my sweet Rocky Mountain paradise. Springtime is rolling round slowly. Gray skies are bringing me down. I can't remember when I've ever been so lonely. I forgot what it's like to be home. Can't remember what it's like to be home. I think I'm a lady, sweet memories. I think on my children, sweet smile. I think on my home in Starwood and Aspen, all my friends and the snow-covered hills. Oh, my friends are the snow-covered hills. Can I tell you I'm happy to be here, to share and consider this time? For I see here the shadows of changes and a feeling of new friends to find. And I see here some new friends to find. It's a long way from this place to Denver. It's a long time to hang in the sky. A long way home to Starwood and Aspen, a sweet Rocky Mountain paradise. Sweet Rocky Mountain Paradise. Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, good evening. Welcome to our little concert tonight here at beautiful Mabee Center, Oral Roberts University, Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're very happy to be here this evening. I've been looking forward to this particular engagement, and to tell you the whole truth, though, we're pretty excited to be anywhere tonight. We flew in today on Frontier Airlines, and... Some of you have been there, huh? When we fly these days, we always buy a seat for the instrument so that we can carry them on board with us to be relatively sure that they arrive at the same time, at the same place, and pretty much in the same condition that we do. And whenever you carry on luggage like that on planes these days, they make you put it right behind what they call the bulkhead, which is the very front of the plane in the first row of seats. And I think they do that so that the stuff won't fly forward and hit anybody if you happen to stop suddenly. But the thing is, I was sitting up in front with the instruments today, and as we were landing, the door into the pilot's compartment was open. I could hear the guy calling in. He said, he was asking what time it was. And the answer came back in radio, what airlines are you? He says, what do you mean? Well, just tell me what time it is. He said, well, if you're Pan American Airlines, it's 1300 hours. If you're United Airlines, it's 1 o'clock. If you're Frontier, Mickey's Big Hand is on 12. We've got a whole lot of songs we want to do for you folks tonight. Some I hope that you'll be familiar with. Some I think are going to be brand new to you. In any case, like Dan said, we want you to relax, enjoy yourselves. Just kind of let yourself go wherever the music takes you. Anytime you feel like singing along, please feel very welcome to do that. Kindly limit yourself to the choruses of the songs. And let me do the verses. It's my show. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Born a poor young country boy, Mother Nature's son. All day long I'm sitting, singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, watch the waters rise. A pretty sound of music as she flies. Find me in my field of grass. There's a song beneath the sun. Silently the morning mist is lying on the water, captive moonlight waiting for the dawn. And softly like a baby's breath, a breeze begins to whisper, the sun is coming, quick, you must be gone. Smiling like a superstar, the morning comes in singing the promise of another sunny day. And all the flowers open up together in the sunshine. I do believe the summer's here to stay. Tapestry of all there is to see.
oh, so many ways. Rejoicing in the differences, there's no one just like me, yet as different as we are, we're still the same.
I wrote this next song on a really cold, cruddy, windy, snowy day about 3 winters ago up in Minnesota. And I want you to know that I wrote the song about beautiful, beautiful sunny days and new days and beginning days, just about every day, I guess. On my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I
sunshine.
makes me high. Sunshine almost
folks sing real good. Hope you'll do some more of that tonight. Wow. Before we go any further, though, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce to you my friends up here. These guys are simply the finest musicians that I know, and to be able to have them along and to know them as friends is more a pleasure than I think I can put into words. I want you to meet, first of all, on electric and acoustic guitar, on pedal steel and on weird slide dobro guitar, from Aspen, Colorado, Mr. Steve Weisberg. Also on guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, from Aspen, Colorado, Mr. John Summers. My good friend on the bass fiddle from New York City, Mr. Dick Kness. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to you, in my opinion, simply the finest percussionist in the world, from Los Angeles, Mr. Hal Blaine. Give me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she's
There's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road are barely gone. There's a fire softly burning. Supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How do you spend the time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? Mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, the time that I can't lay this tired old body down. Feel your fingers feather soft upon me. The kisses you. It's the little things that make a house a home, yes. Like a fire softly burning, a supper on the stove. The light in your eyes, it makes me warm. Sing it easy. Hey, it's good to be back. So far feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again. You know it is. Sometimes this so far feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. I said, hey, it's good to be back home again. My dad was born the
first of 11 children and raised on a farm in western Oklahoma during the Depression. And in all the time that I spent living at home with my family, and even yet today, I know that there's nothing more that my dad enjoys whenever he gets a vacation or some time to himself than going back to that farm and getting out and working in the fields, whether it's driving a tractor or pitching bales of hay, picking cotton, whatever. For me, when I was little, it was kind of an observational thing. I'd ride on the big back wheel of that tractor. I'd be sitting up on top of the haystack, or maybe I was kind of skipping out altogether and skinny dipping down at the creek, you know. When I got a little bit older, I got to drive the tractor myself, and I spent a couple summers plowing the rich red earth of Oklahoma, and then I graduated on up to wheat harvest. And I drove a combine cutting wheat from Texas on up to the Dakotas for a couple of summers. And out of all of that experience, and the experience of the love and the warmth and the incredible zest for living that was such a big part of my dad's family, and in the memory of my Uncle Dean, who was the second youngest of Dad's brothers, I wrote this song. It's called Matthew. I had an uncle named Matthew, was his father's only boy. Born just south of Colby, Kansas, was his mother's pride and joy. Yes, and joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky. And all the stories that he told me back when I was just a lad, all the memories that he gave me, all the good times that he had. Growing up Kansas farm boy, life was mostly having fun. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Some hard times, and I'm told some years were lean. They had a storm in 47, a twister came and stripped them clean. He lost the farm and lost his family, he lost the wheat and lost his home. But he found the family Bible, faith is solid as a stone. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love is just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas sweet field. Blue is just a Kansas summer sky. So he came to live at our house, and he came to work the land.
sky.
In regard to this next song and what it's all about, I would like to share with you folks the fact that this year our country is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness System, something that we started that time ago by setting aside 50,000 acres of land on the Gila River in New Mexico. And we said we would leave this land alone, leave it to the whim of nature and not man. And today we've expanded that to include a little over 5.5 million acres of land. Something I'm very proud of that our country's done. This is the Rocky Mountain Suite. Even though I write a lot of songs myself, I try to pay attention to what other people are writing. And the thing is, quite often you come across a song that you feel like maybe under different circumstances you might have written yourself. And if that's not the case, maybe you just feel like you wish you'd written it. There's a guy named John Prine around today who I think is just about one of the finest that I've ever heard. In fact, he's written so many songs that I wish I'd written. It kind of ticks me off. This is one of them.
One, two, three, two, two, three.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town, often remembered. So many times that the memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and nasty. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometime we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned
This next song was written for a Walt Disney movie. Freaks me out, I'll tell you. Me and Donald Duck, you know? The movie's called The Bears and I. It's just been recently released all over the country. Stars Patrick Wayne and Chief Dan George. It's a beautiful little movie. I saw it just once, which is almost a year ago now, when they asked me to write a song for it. And as much as I enjoyed the movie then, I enjoy it even more now in retrospect, because it's given me one of my favorite songs. This is called Sweet Surrender.
Nothing that ties me to something
Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. Don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me, a light that shines for me. My life
to fall.
roll back the sidewalks precisely at 10, and people who live there are not seen again. Just two lonely truckers from Great Falls, Montana, and a salesman from places unknown says unknown. All huddled together in downtown Toledo to spend their big night all alone. You ask how I know of Toledo, Ohio. Well, I spent a week there one day. They've got entertainment to dazzle your eyes. Go visit the bakery and watch the buns rise. Oh, but let's not forget that the folks of Toledo unselfishly gave us the scale. No springs, honest weight, that's the promise they made. So smile and be thankful next time you get weighed. And with and wet with, let this be our motto. Let's let the sleeping dogs lie.
Sleeping dogs lie.
I love that.
And here's to the dogs of Toledo, Ohio. Ladies, we bid you goodbye.
That's just a little thing I like to throw in to kind of lower the quality of the whole show. Oh my. That song was written by Randy Sparks, who's an old friend of mine from out in California. In fact, Randy's the guy that first gave me a chance to do something with my music a little over 10 years or so ago, I guess, when I first left Texas and went out to Los Angeles to see if I could make anything happen with my music. And I don't want you to think that his songwriting talents are limited in that area to that particular kind of song. I'd like to do another one of Randy's songs. At about the time I was speaking of, a little over 10 years ago, was a very, very big hit record all over the country. And as I was driving across Texas and New Mexico and Arizona on my way west, it seems like there wasn't an hour went by that I didn't hear this song at least once on the radio. And it seemed to me also that the song expressed more than I thought I would ever be able to about exactly how I felt in my life at that time and where I was going and what I wanted to do. Let us check our tuning here and see if you don't remember this one. Strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the songs that I sing. I'll feast at your table. I'll sleep in your clover.
shall reign. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. With yesterday's glory, I can't live on promises, winter to spring. Today is my moment, now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
Everybody sing.
Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away ere I forget all the joy that is mine.
Yes, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road.
Well, now maybe I better reconsider about the gal then.
It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a damn old chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bucket ball for the tick. It hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a thing you need to from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
I don't know what pictures you folks have about going back to visit your grandma when you were little, but the thing that I remember best is that there was a gigantic farmhouse, at least it seemed gigantic to me when I was real little, that we had back there in western Oklahoma, and there were 2 floors and an attic above that had rooms in it, and then a basement below with rooms in it. And when I was a little kid, I thought all the rooms in the house were bedrooms except for the kitchen. And the thing is, the only stove that was in the house was in the kitchen. It was a kind of an old wood-burning stove. And when they put me to bed at night on those cold winter nights, they'd pile anywhere from 7 to 43 quilts on top of me. And I was never really sure if that was just to keep me warm or to be very, very sure that I did not move from that spot until they came to get me. I have this picture, you know, this little tiny head sticking out of a pile of quilts that deep. Excuse me a second. The purpose of my music has always been to communicate with people and to share with people what is so about my life, most especially the incredible joy that I find in living. And it seems that over the past few months or so, that's kind of reached its highest realization for me, and that through this next song, I have the pleasure, really, of sharing with all of you people the way I feel about my wife, Annie. This is her song. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me. Let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms, let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me again. Mm-hmm. lovely again. You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Thank you. We'd like to do one more song for you now, then take a short intermission for about 10 or 15 minutes. We invite you all to stick around for the rest of the show. This is The Eagle and the Hawk. Thank you.